riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Governor Pritzker releases guidelines for businesses and workplaces to safely reopen during Phase 3 of Restore Illinois. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. Governor J.B. Pritzker today released industry-specific guidelines that allow for the safe reopening of businesses as the state progresses into the next phase of the Restore Illinois plan. All 4 regions of the state are on track to advance to Phase 3 of the plan in the coming days, allowing thousands of residents to return to work and the reopening of many businesses, including barbershops and salons. Guidelines, as well as toolkits for businesses, can be found on the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities page. For more information on the Restore Illinois plan, you can find it online attached to this story at riverbender.com. A man dies in a single-vehicle car crash in Bond County, and one woman is transported with life-threatening injuries to the hospital. It occurred on Illinois Route 140 at Mill Hill Road in Bond County at 4:28 a.m. on Sunday the 24th when the vehicle struck a deer. A boil water order has been issued for South Roxana, but South Roxana City Administrator and Police Chief Bob Coles said it should be resolved by the end of Sunday evening. Coles said a contractor struck a main, then causing the water service to be out in the entire town. During the boil water order, residents affected should use bottled water for drinking, cooking, washing. Affected tap water should be brought to a rolling boil for 5 minutes prior to use. For more information on the boil order, you can find it online at riverbender.com. Building on a robust statewide effort to ensure Illinois can safely reopen, Governor Pritzker announced the Illinois Contact Tracing Collaborative, a locally driven approach to scale up contact tracing in Illinois. He said, "With Illinois' daily availability of testing among the best in the nation, we want to grow our voluntary contact tracing so we can further control and reduce the rate of spread of COVID-19 and stop outbreaks in their tracks." The governor went on to say, "Knowing if you've been exposed to someone with COVID-19 gives everyday Illinoisans the ability to keep their families and coworkers and friends safe by helping them seek testing or self-isolate, and it helps us build a public health system that truly supports them if their exposure leads to actual infection." St. Francis Holy Ghost Catholic School in Jerseyville made a major announcement naming retiring Edwardsville High School principal Dr. Dennis Cramsey as the school's new principal for the 2020-21 school year. Dr. Cramsey has had a very successful career in the Edwardsville School District 7 system and finished his time there as principal at Edwardsville High School. He has a doctorate and master's degree from SIUE and a bachelor's degree from Northeast Missouri State. Dr. Cramsey said, "I look forward to meeting everyone and thank you for this opportunity." Calhoun County Sheriff William Bill Heffington today announced progress on the methamphetamine use and distribution front in Calhoun County. Sheriff Heffington commended his hardworking staff who are working diligently at combating the methamphetamine epidemic. Sheriff Heffington said the assistance from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife's office with their drug detection canine has assisted in several drug investigations in the county. Sheriff Heffington asks that anyone with information about drug-related cases are encouraged to contact the Calhoun County Sheriff's Department by calling 618-576-2417 or Crime Stoppers at 800-300-2590. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.